Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Brian, and today is Monday, December 26, 2022, and this is episode 265 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And the title of today's episode is Back to Coffee with Brian, daily morning chat. Every morning we're going to be doing that, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and just chatting about what we got going on, what happened the day before, what's going on the day coming up, any big announcements, and random shit that's on my mind. And so we'll do that Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30, 6:40-ish, whenever we run out of things to talk about or I need to get going. So welcome. Hope everyone had a good Christmas, if that's your thing, if that's what you celebrate, if that's what you do. If not, I hope you had a nice weekend, and we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it a little bit. Good morning, Mike, the Philippine nomad over there. I saw that you had a very, very nice holiday with your beautiful bride's people down there in the city. I can imagine. Are you ready to get back? You're ready to get back to the country, get back to the slower life. I know you've expressed that you don't do real well down there. It's a little too busy, a little too chaotic. And I get what you're saying, man. I get what you're saying. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about Christmas. We're going to be talking about a little too much eggnog, a pig that we're going to have to deal with today when I go hang out with Josh, our cold weather and how we fared. And I got a show lined up for tonight and a bunch of shows lined up here for January that I'm just going to hit on real quick. Other than that, we're just going to kind of roll through it. Just going to roll through it. And Mike says, yes, the city is not for him. Yeah, I get it, man. I definitely get it. And there's the Renegade Butcher. Good morning, Josh. Thanks for joining in. As always this morning, hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing well and you're ready and you got your Wheaties eaten for dealing with that big old pig we're going to talk about. Hey, why not? Why not? I can talk about that first. I was going to talk about Christmas because that's what everybody talks about. But let's talk about this pig. Pig. I think it was Friday. I believe Friday, the 23rd. I didn't go in with Josh. We, with the cold weather snap, they were going to be shutting the water off at his shop. And it went back and forth and everything. But we just kind of called it. And I stayed home with Corey on Christmas Eve. She had a half day of work. And then we did some running around and this and that. Well, Josh gets a hold of me. He says, well, Of course, on the day that we were going to take it easy, I got two guys wanting to drop stuff off. One turned out to be a deer. The other turned out to be an enormous wild hog. It, guy shot it. Josh actually wanted pictures of this thing on the hoof because he was like, yeah, dude, I don't know if you're trying to pull something, but this looks awfully big. You sure you didn't raise it in your backyard? I was like, no, I shot it, gave him pictures, but the thing is big. It's big. And it's probably not the biggest wild hog from what Josh says that he's ever seen, but it's fairly large. So that's really cool. It's skinned up. It's at the shop in the cooler, and we're going to knock it out today. We're going to break it down. We're going to use some bandsaw. We're going to do some all sorts of fun stuff with it and get it on video. That's one thing I was excited about coming and helping Josh and hanging out was to be able to get some content for him. A lot of the stuff he does takes two hands. It's not really tripod worthy. There's lots of different angles to get. So to do it by yourself is very, very difficult. I've taken some video of some things real quick when we were working on stuff that I saw. I was like, hey, we should really record that. That's pretty cool. And I don't think people have seen that. And just recording it, as a second set of hands was, it's interesting to try to get the right angles, try to get the right stuff. You're not like displaying it for someone. So to have someone else there today, when we're doing this cool pig, and like Josh says, it's close enough to a domestic that, a lot of the video will be transferable, especially if it's educational. And instructional to be transferable to someone doing, say, a home pig, trying to butcher their pig at their place, or they run into a wild hog and can try to do it themselves and save themselves some money. So I thought that content would be super valuable, and I'm excited to do it today. So You got a little bit of time left if you're listening to this live or right away in the morning when it was published, but you do have a chance if you want to go over to the Liberty Meat chat on Telegram. You can make a guess at what the hang weight of this monster is going to be. There's pictures of it over there. And if you guess closest, I think he ended up going Price is Right rules, but closest without going over, you will win a surprise gift pack from the Renegade Butcher himself. So head on over there if you got time. I think we're going to weigh it. Probably want to get over there late morning, Central time. So yeah, you got a little bit of time. Got a little bit of time if you're listening early. If you are the early bird that gets the worm, be sure to get over to Liberty Meat chat and guess the weight. And there's also a poll to name this monster. So we will be referring to it today. I believe the choices were Albert Einstein, Frankenswine, or Trump. Yeah, Trump. I think the motive behind Trump would be to just refer to it to Trump enough that half the people in watching the video just lose their minds. So I don't know. Maybe not. I got to dip out here for a second, guys. I'll talk about it in a minute, but excuse me. All right, back. Sorry. Excuse me for that. Wood stove's been rolling hard for days. Josh just makes an announcement that Frankenswine is in the lead, and looks like that's going to be the winner for the name. So we're going to call this baby Frankenswine and maybe nickname it Trump. I don't know. I don't give a shit about Trump. So I thought it was kind of funny that ended up on the list. It's just... Anyway, Christmas was this weekend. Christmas was this weekend. I got to spend some time with Corey. We hung out and got drunk, basically. We had been hitting some beers here and there and doing some stuff. And we kind of looked at each other and said, going into the new year, let's dial this back and really focus on getting back on the road and all this stuff. So we said let's do a blowout weekend on Christmas. I said we're gonna be hanging out here by ourselves and nothing to really do. It's gonna be cold. Cold snap was still going on, not the brunt of it, but at least a little bit of it on Christmas. And so we said, yeah, why not? We can fire up that wood stove, and we didn't have water. We didn't have running water. We had to drain everything, so we were doing everything by hand. I said, yeah, let's maybe tie one on this weekend, and then we'll shut her down for a while. How long, who knows? But I went on a mission on Friday morning. Like I said, I was off of work. I didn't go over and hang out with Josh, and Corey has been missing her holiday eggnog. She drinks, she gets in the mood for some Pennsylvania Dutch eggnog when the holiday season rolls around. It was available in every liquor store in Minnesota, fairly fine. Excuse me. And we were, she was having trouble finding it down here. Not that she was searching really hard, but she would pop into a liquor store here and there and see, and either they were out right away when they got it in or they didn't carry it. So I was on a mission. I was going to go to as many liquor stores as was reasonably possible in the morning, kind of out driving around. Sure enough, second one, I found it. And she said she wanted three bottles. I picked up three bottles. Little miscommunication there. I forgot that she got like the standard size liter liquor bottle. And these were rather large, 150 milliliter, I think, the large bottles. I got three. And, you know, we made a deal. We wanted to finish them by the end of the weekend. So, yeah, that's what we did. That's what we did. Friday night was eggnog and beer, and that went well. Not horribly bad. Got tied one on pretty good, and then Saturday morning was so, and got right back into it. But we had to finish two bottles and a few beers, and whoo, by the end of the night was Yeah. We finished it. Let's just say that. I was a little more worse for wear than she was. But we made it through. We made it through. It's all gone. And I spent Christmas kind of nursing my wounds and hanging out, relaxing. So, yeah, it was what it was. But we finished the eggnog. We found the eggnog. And then we finished the eggnog. And now we're moving on into the new year. We're done for a little while. Just kind of how we go. We go in waves, go in cycles. But now that that's taken care of, we can move on the holiday season. We do have our Christmas lights up still. I don't know. We'll probably have them up until we're getting ready to leave, I can imagine, because Corey, that's just who she is. She's going to want to see those Christmas lights every day. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's places that we stay that she's like, hey, would you put the Christmas lights out? Like in June. I'm sure they're going to have to be deployable and ready for all season use. So get rid of the eggnog, keep the lights. But anyway, the cold weather, we had a huge cold weather snap. So we're still not determining how we did winterizing the camper, because we're still not out of it yet. I haven't checked with the landowner yet, but I don't believe she turned her water on yesterday. It was Christmas. I believe they were probably celebrating with family. I don't know. So I have to get a hold of her today. We did really well on water. That's one thing I have to say, is we planned enough water. This morning, we broke into our last container of water. So we got another 10 gallons fresh today. And that is from, when did we start that? Thursday evening. So Thursday evening, we started with our water. We drained the water out of the tank and started using containers, jugs, carboys, buckets, everything we could find. And we just opened our last one this morning. So got about 10 gallons left. I'm going to see Josh today. I think he's got water over there. Otherwise, I could stop, get jugs on the way, or I will get a hold of the landowner and hopefully their tap's on. And like I mentioned, I'm not sure how well I did, quote unquote, winterizing the camper. And that's the issue that I'm worried about, is when I would winterize the camper, I'd drain all the water and then I would pump antifreeze into the lines. I didn't have any antifreeze. I wasn't going to find any at the point that I considered it down here. So, I just drained it and I left everything open. So we didn't get as hard of freeze as I would think. We got down in the teens for a while and then didn't come above freezing that next day, but it was sunny. And then after that, it's just been overnight and then sunny during the day. Yesterday was actually gorgeous. It was in the 40s and sunny. And I was outside in t-shirt, jeans, sweatshirt and jeans all day. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. So everything's kind of thawing out. We made it through the worst of it. And we'll see. Basically, I'll probably start with jerry cans and dump probably 12 to 20 gallons 10 to 20 gallons in the tank, let it sit, kind of evaluate the tank itself, which I don't think will be a problem because that has a straight drain out of the bottom and I drain that right away, unless it froze up before it completely emptied, but my monitor says it's empty. So I think I'm good on that. So I will start by putting 10 to 20 gallons from a carboy into that before I load up my truck tank and all that stuff, because I'm going to have to make sure that didn't crack too, because I didn't thoroughly winterize that, because I would have had to empty the whole back of the truck to get to it. And I was on the fly, sure, on Thursday night. Obviously, always run short on time when you're trying to prep for stuff like that. But anyway, I'll probably put 10 to 20 gallons in the tank, let it sit for a minute, make sure I don't see it pouring out of the bottom of the camper anywhere. And then I will turn the pump back on, bleed out the air, let it sit, see if my pump stops, because my pump's on a pressure switch. So yeah, let it pressurize up and see if it stops, and then and see if it's leaking anywhere. The way you can tell if it's leaking, if the pump keeps running or the pump runs intermittently. We do get a little bit of a bump on the pump every once in a while when it gets cold. The water contract or drip here or there. We kind of keep an eye on that. Corey and I know to listen for that. And if it becomes more frequent, we either have a leak somewhere or a faucet's dripping or something to that effect. So that's how we tell. That's how we're going to tell if our plumbing's busted out, if anything's leaking. And I hope it's not, because that's not really something I want to do right at the moment, is replumb at all. Yeah, just I don't mind doing it, but I will be all up under the camper. And plumbing on the camper isn't the best for me, just being my size and trying to get into places and work small locations. I know everybody has a pain in the ass doing it, but yeah, when you're as big as I am, it gets a little more difficult. I had the issue when I was messing around with our water pump under our sink when we first got it had been serviced and not put back together properly. So I've had the opportunity to work on that under the sink. And yeah, it's like tying your hands together in the middle of your forearms and trying to work with your hands connected at your forearms. It gets interesting. It's like when you're crawling in these little holes. I have big wide shoulders and a very long torso. So I kind of get in, sort of, kind of, and then, don't have eyes on a lot of the things I'm working on, doing it blind. But the last four or five jobs I've had in my life have really kind of prepared me for all of this, since I worked in small spaces on all sorts of different things that I couldn't see. So, it is what it is. But I think we fared well through the cold. As far as temperature, we were able to maintain, I think about the lowest we got down was 50, maybe, when we were trying to keep it warm. Yeah. Let's say about 50. Overnights, the super cold night, we got up and stoked the fire a couple times, and then let the propane backup kind of run a little bit when we let the fire die down. But the other nights, we would just fire it up and let that die out overnight. The propane furnace would run maybe once or twice overnight, and we did good. We did good. So I was super impressed by the stove and how well it kept up. You may think that 50 is a little cool in your home, but you get used to it. You get used to it. So Josh says, I too have squirmed into a few tight places. And Mike, the Philippine Nomad, says, we paid more for drinking water this month than for coffee beans. They're currently buying water at their place because it can't find any classic Brita pitcher cartridge filters lately. Oh man, that sucks, dude. That really sucks when you have to buy drinking water. Yeah. Whew, that's rough. Do you need anybody over here to maybe keep an eye out and get a load and ship them over, or get them to somebody for you to get them on the way? Probably the cost of the filters plus shipping would be less than what you're paying for drinking water over a decent period of time. So let us know, man. Let us know if there's ever anything like that you need. Reach out. We'll reach out. Our community's here, and any way we can help you, for sure, because you've been there. You've been there from the beginning, man. You are an OG Lots Project guy, for sure, and I appreciate it. But as far as the cold, yeah, I think we fared well, as long as we can get that plumbing back up and going, and did not have any blowouts. So it was a rush job. I thought it through and didn't think it through quite far enough before it was too late. And at the point that I realized that, man, I didn't really want to run antifreeze in it, because I didn't want to have to flush it out. It was a double-edged sword. And looking at the temperatures, I think I did all right. So anyway, that was the cold. So tonight, I got my Monday night episode. I'm gonna keep rolling with that. The plans for that tonight are a 2023 look ahead. And I'm going to talk about everything that we have planned in store for the Lots Project, for all of Corey's social stuff, where we're headed, what we're thinking, and it should be a good episode. kind of laying out content, projects, and everything that we have, and every avenue that we're going to kind of dive down. Like I said to Corey yesterday, so what happens here is with the last project, it was very good. It's very good when we have when we're traveling. It provides a lot of content. It provides a lot of stuff for short format content, for ideas for long format content, and fodder for the show. Well, that's great until we sit again. We've done this a couple times, and this one was planned. This one was planned for sure, but where we took off and we traveled, and I'm talking about traveling, not constant. We don't need to be every day traveling along every day to get the content, but maybe once a week, once every other week at the most, staying a couple weeks someplace if we're doing something, participating in something like a festival or this or that. It kind of makes sense. But once we stay for a month or two, it really dries up on the ideas. The whole intent of when we started this was to document traveling and living that nomadic life. So, I mean, we're in a field in the middle of nowhere, and we are facing issues. Like, it's good to talk about with the getting cold and things like that. But getting back on the road was the main idea. When we do park for a while, I get sedentary, and I start thinking up new things for content. So getting those on a list, and that's what the focus is. No more are added to the list until everything is complete. But yeah, I have a bunch of things that are in the fire. And when we're on the road, it'll be a lot easier to work on. Dividing time here, doing a lot of different things while we're stationary. And that was the intent to come down here. So We will see. Tune in tonight, 6 p.m. Central, for a live discussion on the plans, the look ahead, what we have in store. I wouldn't mind if you're in the comments and we can discuss what you have in store. Might take some audience feedback or things like that during the show. That's always fun to do. Monday nights will be a combination of those types of shows, and then I am starting to book in some live interviews, which is exciting. I will be getting back to live interviews on Monday nights. I think I have one currently scheduled for January 9th, and then somewhere towards the end of January, I believe it's 30th or something like that. And filling those in. If I don't have an interview scheduled, I will do a topic of my own. And then Thursday nights, starting the first of the year, and I'm booked pretty much, I think, straight through January into February already. We'll be doing pre-recorded interviews with people that just can't make it on Monday evenings. So, like I said, I have three of those already recorded and ready to be processed and uploaded. And then two more this week. And, man, I think it's a total of 8 or 9 already scheduled for pre-records. And that's all coming from Podmatch. If you're a podcaster, if you want to be a guest on a podcast, or you're a podcaster looking for guests, I definitely recommend checking out Podmatch. It's paid service. It is a paid service, but I'm seeing right now the benefits on both sides of that, and where it could be super beneficial as somebody that's got a brand that wants to pay under $30 a month to get on as many shows as they possibly can and advertise their shit. That sounds like pretty cheap advertising to me. And on the podcaster side, I got, I think the basic is $6 a month or something. And there are avenues for podcasters to make commissions back for doing interviews. Not everybody, not even the majority of people that I've been matched with, I will get paid for. But I believe the one that I will so far, so I've recorded three. I think I get one. One of the three was not a, hey, you're not getting paid, because these guys joined long before and they're not paying. So you get it. We're not getting paid. We're not getting income from them, so we can't give you any. That's kind of how it works. The podcaster gets a portion of what the guest pays in their monthly subscription fee. They get it back as a little kickback. But anyway, one out of three that I've done so far were qualified for that. And that's not even really the reason I'm doing it. It isn't to get paid. I'm not trying to make money off it, but I'm curious to see if I can break even on my fees by doing at least enough interviews to cover my $6 a month. And I don't think it's going to be an issue. I don't think it's going to be an issue with as much traffic as I have and as many messages as I have out and all the interviews I've booked already. I believe I'll be able to do that for sure. So link is in the video description or in the podcast description for Podmatch. If you would, if you're going to check it out, if you would use my link, that would be fantastic, because that's another avenue for me to cover my expenses going into it. And if I can get enough of a bankroll, I probably, I'm going to talk about this tonight, but I'm probably going to sign up for that guest side and try to expand the brand by doing interviews on other people's shows. I have some things we'll be offering up in the new year, services. I shouldn't say offering up, they're already available, but really pushing them, focusing on them and trying to grow different things where I think a guest run, a guest tour would be an appropriate thing to do. Maybe 6 months, maybe 3 months, maybe continually. I don't know, but definitely going to look into that, especially as I start getting my commission payouts for doing these interviews. And if I can see enough of a break even point there, how many interviews do I have to do to make my membership free? And that's all I want. Podmatch, definitely, like I said, is not an avenue for income for me at this moment. But yeah, check it out. Podmatch. Link is in the description. I kind of shifted the item of the day to the end. And I'm going to talk about it right now with some of the things we did this weekend, other than get hammered. When we sold our house, I was able to get some new toys. I guess toys would be an appropriate term, but equipment for making content. They look like big kid toys for sure. I picked up a drone, which is the item that I am kind of hawking today, that has a link down in the video description and the podcast notes. The GoPro Hero 11 is a action sport camera. It's really cool. Just started messing around with it a little bit more this weekend because I wanted to grab it and get it going for when I'm going to go over see Josh. One of the main intents that we got it was for dog walks, things like that, doing projects and working on things. It's just like a hands-free device because it comes with all sorts of mounting attachments, chest mount, wrist mount, hat mount, and things where you can suction cup it to windshields. You can put it on a helmet, handlebars. Like the kit that I have listed in the video description comes with a package with a bunch of accessories. So that's what I picked up when I bought it and started trying them out just to see how they're working, how they work with the dogs, how they will work with trying to help Josh film his stuff. So we got busted that out over the weekend and took the dogs for a walk and tried out the chest mount, tried out the wrist mount, and messed around with the camera and the app, got the batteries all charged up. That's another thing I got for Christmas, was a dual battery charger. It came with two batteries and a charger that will charge both batteries at the same time. So if we get whipping through batteries and we need to charge them on the fly, it'll work. Oh, note to self, I have to talk about the truck. We'll see if I have time here real quick. But anyway, started messing around with that and some video, got my cards ready, and I'm going to bring all my fun stuff over to Josh's, to the butcher shop and try to get some footage of getting this pig cut up. So that'll be fun. And also played with my drone. Audio or did the video and the audio just drop off? Anyway, flew the drone and did some video editing on the walk we did with the dogs, and it all worked out. The video's pretty clear on both fronts. I think it'll be definitely serviceable. We'll definitely be able to use it and get some really cool footage, but yeah, Yeah, check out that GoPro Hero 11 Black down in the video discussion, in the video notes, or the podcast notes, and head on over to Amazon and look at it. If you're not looking to pick up a GoPro, but you got to do some shopping on Amazon today, hit that link and head. I froze up. Did the audio freeze up too, Josh? That's something I'm interested in also. But even if you don't need to get that GoPro, if you're going to be shopping on Amazon, if you hit that link and start the your shopping at that link, we still get credit for affiliate sales, which we definitely appreciate. That's something that we're going to be pushing hard in the new year, probably with some product videos and shorts and things like that. Josh says it all froze. Blah. Thanks, Elon. Must be everybody out this morning not working on holiday week in between Christmas. It still looks like I have jack shit for service, but it's working. But yeah, we're gonna push that affiliate accounts and see if we can build those up and get a little bit bigger income stream on that. We are slowly pushing to that that 1,000 subscriber mark on YouTube. We are up to 925 this morning, I believe. Probably went back down. It's been bouncing between 920, 925 all weekend, so that's cool. 75 more to go. Excited for that. One thing I forgot to put on my list, I think it happened Thursday. I didn't talk about it Friday because I was talking about cold weather prep and Christmas and all that, was I fucked up, guys. I messed up big. I should have known, but in the moment, I just did it to be efficient. I was heading over to Josh's on Thursday morning, and we had been struggling with solar. It's been cloudy day after day after day after day. So we've been running the generator quite a bit and running it overnight. Our MO here is if we have the generator on, the generator has way more guts than my charge controller will charge my batteries at. So it will ramp barely up at all, and it just steadily charges the batteries. But that leaves us the room to plug in all our stuff, while all our stuff that needs to be charged. Cell phones, anchor batteries, power cord or power tool batteries, all the stuff. We plug it in when we're running. Yeah, you're not going to win anywhere. Rachel says she guesses she should register for our drawings. Yeah, you won't win. Don't worry. We'll throw your name back in. No, we haven't even announced it yet. As soon as we get to 1,000 or a little closer, we'll be doing a video on how to register. It's not going to be hard. It's not going to be hard for sure. But anyway, when the generator's running, we like to charge all our batteries. Why wouldn't you? You have extra power that you're making with the generator anyway. The little bit of extra propane to charge the batteries doesn't make a difference. So we've been on our cycle. Actually, the best time to charge our batteries is when the sun is out, and the sun really does give us extra power, and we're not even burning the generator. So we had been in this weird cycle where we're running the generator overnight, and it would kick off at night. We would run it out of propane and it would just turn off, and then we didn't want stuff plugged in, drawing down on the batteries just to charge our batteries. It just doesn't make sense. So I was like, I'm heading to Josh's. It's going to get super cold. I don't want to deal with this. So I'm going to charge. I had to process wood. So I use a wireless or cordless Sawzall for processing wood. I needed to charge a bunch of different batteries and this and that. So I got in the truck, flipped on the inverter, plugged in the inverter into the 12 volt. I plugged in my rigid charger. I plugged in my phone. I plugged in my anchor. I plugged in the backup camera, and away we went. And I'm driving along and I'm like, that doesn't smell right. Didn't think much of it. Texas has some weird smells. One thing I've noticed in Texas is there's always something on fire somewhere, whether it be a tree, a pile of tire, a brush, always something on fire. I'm not too surprised I smelled something burning. driving along, got about halfway to Josh's, and my backup camera went, just turned off. It's got this little tune it plays when the power's down. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And so I checked the plug. It was loose. Yeah, I'm like, meh, wiggled it a little bit. I have a splitter that kind of runs all the stuff on the 12 volt. I went over and grabbed that, checked those. They seemed all tight. And I was like, oh, it didn't come back on. It's like, man, what the hell is going on? So I'm driving. I come up to a stoplight and I pulled out the 12 volt plug out of the dash. And I'm like, what is going on? And I look at the end and it was completely melted. Just totally melted the end. And I was like, yeah, probably. And then I started adding up all the amps I was drawing through that and went, yep, definitely too much. So word to the wise, definitely remember how much you're plugging into your truck inverter through your 12 volt. I definitely fried that baby. I haven't dug into, it got cold. So I haven't been out working on that yet. But I have to dig into that. Hopefully I just melted the adapter and I didn't fry all sorts of shit in the truck dash, because that'll be a pain in the ass to deal with. Yeah. I'm going to dig into that here as it's warming up and I get a minute, but, no phone chargers, no nothing in the truck at the moment. So that gets a little interesting when you're driving around and you don't have GPS, or you do have GPS, but your phone dies that quick. Usually we're driving around, we don't know where we're going. We have GPS and we plug phones into the truck. Even if we don't have the inverter, we can plug the phones into the truck. But all my 12 volts are dead now, so I don't really have any power for personal use in the truck at the moment. So anchor battery it is, back and forth, just to make sure I don't get lost and be able to find my way home, because I'm not pulling out the paper map, even though I could if I needed to. So that's on the project list. So right now on the project list, I have fixing the composting toilet, because running into issues with that again. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, so I'm going to have to do a deeper dive into that. There's time for that. And then the truck electric and the inverter, and going through that, make sure everything is working with that. And the water system. So we'll find out. I got to find out if they turn the well back on. Josh asked if I can plug 12 volt into the jump pack. Yes, I did get jump pack for Christmas for the truck. I did an unboxing yesterday. I just got it out of the box, but it does. It has 12 volt charger. It has all sorts of stuff. It's got USB, USB-C, 12 volt. It's got 12 volt plug like you would put into a cigarette lighter. And then it also has the jump pack. So I got to play around with that. That is definitely an option to go back and forth with, but the anchor works just fine. I get so many charges out of an anchor that, I love those things. We have two, and I don't think we ever run out enough to worry about it, and we get them charged back up quick enough. But man, if I had three or four, I wouldn't ever complain. So Josh says, oh, a deeper dive into the toilet. Yeah. Something's going on with it. Something for sure. I just need to take the time to think it through and not be in a hurry to get it changed and get it back together and actually troubleshoot it. Now that I know there is an issue, when I took it apart the last time, I wasn't planning on there being, kind of knew something was going on, but I really wasn't sure what. And once I opened it up, it was really obvious that I needed to dive in and look a little deeper. But at this point, I know I have to, because it isn't quite right still yet. And got to use my brain. Got to use my brain, do a little research and figure out what's going on to get that back working, because it was working phenomenally for, 2 years? Probably 2 years. And all of a sudden, we ran into a problem. So I'll figure it out. Be hard. It might be hard, huh? But I will get it done and get this back working because it worked before. It worked before for sure. So just a little bit of troubleshooting to do and have time to do it and not be freezing. So this week coming up, it was interesting to look at the weather forecast. I'm going to wrap it up here with, I think Wednesday or Thursday, we have an overnight low of 65. I think last Thursday night, it was an overnight low of like 12 or 14 or something like that. And less than a week later, we're going to have an overnight low of 65. Texas Christmas. Heading into the New Year's. And it should be a great week, guys. Like I said, tonight I have my lots to talk about with Brian. No guests tonight. We're talking 2023 preview. 2023 look ahead show. You should check that out. Question of the day. This should be a pretty standard answer for most of the crowd. But what'd you do this weekend? It was Christmas Eve, Christmas. Did you hang out with family? Did you hang out with your significant other, the person that you wanted to be around? Did you hang out by yourself and drink a bunch of eggnog? I don't know. What'd you get done this weekend? Head on over to the Lots Project Chat. Lots Project Chat on Telegram, t.me/lotschat. That's t.me/lotschat. Come on over, check out the question of the day, answer the question, stick around for the conversation, and bring it to the group, whatever you need. You need support, you need a laugh, you need help figuring something out, or just need to rant and vent. We're all there for you. Check us out at t.me/lotschat. This week got Fireside Freedom. I believe tomorrow night we were kind of kicking around the idea of doing a 2023. What's everybody got going on? What are they focusing on this kind of episode? Pretty prevalent this time of year. And I kind of co-opted that and did that for my own show tonight. Lightning for Liberty is tabled until New Year. Next week, probably be back at it. We will see. After party on Wednesday night. Yeah, that goes on because there ain't a whole lot of for that. Should be a fun one. And 1,000 subscribers, down under 100. We need 75 more to get there. And that'll be fun. We'll do a big old giveaway. Excited. I got a list of stuff. I got to reach back to people. It had been so long ago that I just mentioned it and people started throwing their hat in the ring, and we will see how it goes. Oh, other than that, check me out tonight, 6 p.m. Central, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, all the places, Twitter, and then the audio will get uploaded after. And check out what we got coming up in 2023, and we'll see who shows up and who's in the comments, and we will have a good chat. Other than that, I gotta get rolling, guys. I gotta get over and help process Frankenswine and get all my normal stuff going this morning and get back to do the show tonight. So I hope you all have a good day. You can always find me at thelotsproject.com on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. If you celebrated Christmas, I hope Santa was good to you. If not, I hope you had a great weekend. It's Monday. Do you have it off? Do you have the week off? Rachel Brown says she's enjoying her winter vacay. How about all the rest of you? Are you back to work? Do you got a case of the Mondays? We'll see you tomorrow.